In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The words of warning from the Lord through Malachi the prophet are stern and austere at best. The priests have defiled themselves. They have defiled the table and altar of the Lord. They have defiled his holy temple. Because they have not offered right sacrifices, they have accepted and offered impure animals. They have thought that they were out for their own gain. They have not done that which the Lord has given them to do. They have not done that which the Lord has sent them to do. And of course, the Lord has a remedy for this. In just a little while in Malachi's book, he will prophesy that the messenger of the Lord will come before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Elijah, whom you await, will prepare the way before me. And this is fulfilled in St. John the Baptist. Hear the rebuke of the Lord from Malachi 1 and his answer to that rebuke in the preaching of John. Because what is John doing? He is rebuking those unfaithful priests as he warns the Pharisees and the Sadducees who are coming for his baptism. He calls on them to repent, to not trust in their status and reputation, to not trust in their honor, but to cling to the word of the Lord. Cling to those promises the Lord has made in his word. Be faithful priests. Be faithful ministers. Offer the right and holy sacrifices. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Because the great day of the Lord is already being prepared. And then what happens? As John rebukes the Pharisees and the Sadducees with an even sterner word than Malachi had for their forerunners. John says his winnowing fork is in his hand and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And then what happens? Here comes the Lord Jesus, the one coming to be baptized by John, the one whose way John was sent to prepare, comes now to John to be baptized. And you know the story well. John is confused and a little put out. I need to be baptized by you. So why do you come to me? Followed by that enigmatic statement of Jesus, thus it is fitting that we should fulfill all righteousness. What? What righteousness, Jesus, are you talking about? What are you fulfilling in your baptism? Have we not learned that baptism washes away sins and gives the Holy Spirit and drowns the old man and raises up the new man in Christ? Why then, Lord Jesus, do you need to be baptized? What must be fulfilled? The faithful ministry of a faithful high priest. The Pharisees and the Sadducees have abdicated their offices, even if they still enjoy the titles and trappings. They have abdicated their duties. They have forsaken that which God has called them to do. And so in that moment, John, who is of a priestly family, becomes the high priest. And presented to him is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the scapegoat, and the lamb without blemish of the whole and burnt offering. And John places upon his head, John presses into his flesh all the sins of all men of all time, from the creation of the world until Jesus comes again in glory at the end of days. Every sin of every man who has ever lived is pressed into the flesh of Jesus as he, the divine and holy scapegoat, bears their sins in his body, as he bears your sins in his body. Whatever harsh and hurtful words come from your mouth, whatever bad days you've had, when you fought with your loved ones, when you've not done those things required of you, and done those things which you are forbidden from doing. All of these and more, the things you've forgotten about, the things you think you've hidden from God, are pressed into the flesh of Jesus by a faithful and good high priest. And he bears those sins in his body. And like the scapegoat, he is led out by the Spirit into the wilderness to be handed over to Satan, to be tempted, and to be accused, bearing those sins. But unlike your father, Adam, who fell with a filled belly and cool drink upon his lips, our Lord Jesus is starving. His lips are parched, cracked, dry, and dusty. And Satan comes twisting the word of God as he did in the garden. If you are the Son of God. Here and that the echo of, did God really say? Because God has just declared, the Father has just declared, this is my beloved Son. And Satan comes and says, if you are the Son, turn these loaves into bread. And Jesus answers. He answers as Adam should have answered. He answers as you should answer. And he answers in your place. Three times Satan tries to tempt him. Three times Satan tries to twist the word of God. Three times Satan tries to make him fall as he makes you fall, as he made your father fall. And each time Jesus answers, thus it is written, and rebukes the tempter, even as he bears your sins, your failings, your fallings in his flesh. And he returns that he may be presented at the acceptable time upon the pure and holy altar of God as a lamb without blemish, as a lamb without spot or stain, that he might be offered up as a whole and as a burnt offering for sin, for your sin. And by the sweet and pleasing aroma of his sacrifice upon the holy cross, the Father is pleased with you once more. Your sins are nailed through and put to death in the flesh of Jesus. You have a faithful high priest who ministers before the presence of the Father, always in holiness and righteousness. And no, it's not St. John the Baptist. It is our Lord Jesus Christ himself, ministering in the heavenly holy of holies, in the tabernacle built without hands, offering before his Father his flesh and his blood, imploring that his Father would view you now through the veil of his blood, and that he would view you through the curtain of his pierced and open flesh. And for his sake, the Father is pleased with you once more, because Jesus has borne your sins in his body as your scapegoat. Because Jesus has borne your sins in his body upon the tree. Because the great and final sacrifice of the Lamb of God without spot or blemish is offered up once for all to reconcile men to himself. And so it is. Be not afraid. The table and the altar of the Lord is defiled no longer. For from it you receive meat and drink indeed. As you starve and are parched in this wilderness world of life that we must dwell in until the Lord calls us to himself or until he should return. Here is bread by the word of God, for here is bread that is the word of God. Here is water from the rock, the blood of Christ streaming down his body to reconcile you to his Father, that you may drink and your thirst be quenched. Here is his body offered up and pierced, that you may eat and be satisfied. The way to the tree of life is barred to you no longer, for heaven, paradise, is open to you once again, as you have a way of free and safe access in and through the flesh of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.